Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stalkers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition as well, all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stalker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds a head or more of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop by to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch production sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
We continue our coverage from Nashville and the 2017 Cattle Industry Convention. We'll have some stuff here from Nashville momentarily, but first, wanted to tell you about what was going on yesterday in our nation's capital with Scott Pruitt. Scott Pruitt, of course, Oklahoma Attorney General. Yesterday, for the second day in a row, the Environment and Public Works Committee met. Second day in a row, the Democrats did not show up, but this time, the GOP decided to go ahead and vote, and they voted to confirm Scott Pruitt as EPA Administrator. A full vote in the Senate will be following sometime in the near future. Final numbers are in from this last fall, and the State Question 777 right to farm battle and the proponents of State Question 777 were outspent by the opponents by $851,000. A lot of that money, of course, coming in from the Humane Society of the U.S., HSUS, and their legal foundation, spending $1.277 million in opposition to State Question 777. Here in Nashville, we learned that three Oklahomans will be on the operating committee in 2017, helping select which projects will be funded with beef checkoff dollars. Clay Bertram of Stillwater will be in his fourth term representing the Federation.
Well, Ron, I'm very honored to serve going into my fourth term of that group. And it's a 20-member panel, 10 from the CBB and 10 from the Federation of State Beef Councils that interview each year to serve on that very honored group. And so we are dedicated and have to decide how that 50 cents of the national dollar is spent on promotion, education, and research ARs that are presented at the summer convention and then analyzed by the Beef Promotion Operating Committee in September each fall.
From the Beef Board side, Brett Morris is moving up to chairmanship of the Cattlemen's Beef Board from Ninaka, and Chuck Coffey from Davis, elected as Secretary Treasurer for the coming year of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Both of these gentlemen will also be on the operating committee. Now, outgoing chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board is Ann Anderson of Texas, who believes that research is a high priority for folks that will be working on checkoff matters in the days ahead.
We may see more dollars invested in research because we need information, research on new products, research on food safety, not just nutrition research or food research. But we need the information to provide to our people because they're the face of the industry. So instead of spending dollars to hire somebody to communicate the message, I think producers are going to have to accept the role in the next 5 years more than ever before that it's in their hands.
Ann Anderson says producers need to step up and be willing to tell the cattle industry story. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
From Nashville, Cattle Industry Convention 2017, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.